you doing?
Hello.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
So I just tried to get the governor to respond to your comment that OEI, you didn't feel, Alexandria School Board doesn't feel that OEI is collaborative. His response was, well, here we are collaborating. The law has already been passed. We sort of have to learn to live with it. What's your feeling as to the imminent takeover of Jefferson Houston and whether or not the governor is being collaborative?
As the law is written, it's not collaborative. It usurps the constitutional rights of school boards. So in its origin, it isn't collaborative. We can have collaborative conversations with the state and try to move student achievement forward. And we'll try to do that as a board. We'll continue to do that.
You say it usurps the constitutional authority. So does that mean that the law is unconstitutional?
In my view, it is.
Why do you say that?
Mm-hmm. It's written there in law that they take the constitutional responsibility of the school board.
So does that mean that people can expect to see a lawsuit in the near future challenging the constitutionality of the law?
I'm not sure about that yet.
Well, would it be a good idea to challenge the constitutionality of the law?
I think we have to see what the General Assembly does this session.
Why do you say that? I'm not sure. So the law is already passed. What would the General Assembly have to do?
Well, as the governor said, you can always tweak the laws. You can make them better. It could be repealed. There's a lot that Delegate Karpyka is working on, and he's had many years not only on the city council but on the Board of Education, so he's intimately familiar with ways to strengthen this so it actually helps struggling students.
So you feel like the city might wait until there's a potential repeal of OEI before it challenges the constitutionality?
I think there's a lot of avenues we can take, and there's at least three or four different options.
So it sounds to me like you might wait to take those options until after the General Assembly session because you feel like it might be repealed. Is that right?
I think that you're saying, can you repeat the question?
Well, it sounds to me like what I'm hearing you say is that there are a lot of options and that the city might wait until after the General Assembly session to take those options because of the possibility of the repeal of OEI. Is that kind of what I'm hearing?
Right now, the school board needs to concentrate on this academic year, and so we will be continuing as a school board to do the job that we were elected to do. And as far as the General Assembly goes, you know, we'll continue to support and lobby our local senators and delegates to make sure that they're passing legislation that helps the struggling student.
On the issue of constitutionality, what's unconstitutional about OEI? I'm not sure that I follow that.
Have you read the bill? Or the law? Okay, so it states in there that it usurps the constitutional rights of the school board in order to take over the school.
Wait, the law says it usurps constitutional authority?
You actually might want to ask Mr. Keating about this, too, because he's a lawyer.
Yeah.
But he could probably, sum it up more on this. But we've done a lot of work to try to help the schools that are in need and the students in our district to move forward, and we're going to continue to do that in order to find a solution that has more sustainability than a state takeover.
Great. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.